today. He's never failed me.
Amen.
Just want to say it's good to be here tonight. Good to be back in the Lord's house. It's about 7:47. So I promise if you'll listen fast, I'll preach fast. Amen. I've come to the place in my life that I want to be a help to people. Don't want to be a hurt to nobody. Don't want to be a discouragement. I want to be an encouragement. I want to try to have encouraging words. There's enough doom and gloom, enough dark times, enough sad times, enough bad times in our life and in this world today that as Christian people we ought to be a light. We ought to try to be a help to some folks and just to help somebody go another mile, to make it just another few steps down the road. That's what we ought to be doing. I read in Proverbs, the Bible said that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. And in one place it says that a merry heart maketh a joyful countenance, or a cheerful countenance is what it says. Somebody that's happy, their face ought to show that they're happy. They got joy, they ought to show that they're joy. And I ain't putting off on nobody. I know that times are bad and things happen, and the more and more people getting sick every day, and people of the mortality or the death rates are going up, and man, it seems like hard times that we're living in and bad days that we're living in. But I'm telling you, God is still on the throne. He ain't left us here, amen, by ourselves. He ain't left us here on our own, amen. He's still on the throne. He's still in control. He ain't drinking Malox and eating Tums and Rolaids. I'm telling you, God is still on the throne, and he's still very much in control of this thing today. It doesn't matter who's in the White House and who's not in the White House, who's in the Senate or the Congress, who's in charge and who ain't in charge, because ultimately God is in control. The Bible says that the king's heart is in the hands of God, and he turns him whithersoever he wants him to go. So I'm telling you today, it doesn't matter what our circumstances, our situations are, God is still in control of this thing. I'm going to be in Philippians chapter number 3 tonight. I tell you, I got tickled today. We had a guy that left our work, so I've been having to leave earlier and go in and work in Atlanta, and I've been working up in North Georgia and going to some places and working and doing things, leaving early, getting home late, and man, it's wearing me out. I mean, I'm tired and my body's hurting, but I was working, and I fell in the bushes, I fell over in there, and I was trying to get up and get out. As soon as I did, I got up. And you know how it is. You know, you're looking around to make sure ain't nobody watching. But you wanna try to be, you know, cool about it. You don't want people to know that you're looking. So I stepped on a little paver stone, and my foot flipped and slipped off because it was a little wet. And man, I fell over in the bushes head first, and I had this backpack sprayer on, and I was top heavy, and I couldn't really get out. And man, it was probably a funny sight. I thought, because I'm in Cumming, Georgia, I'm in Forsyth County, big $400,000 or $500,000 house. I'm sure these people probably got a video account. One of their neighbors probably got a cameraman. You might see some fellow on the news or on the video or something one day. It'd probably be me. But I'm telling you, I got tickled at myself, and it just helped me, because I was just, for a few minutes after I got up, I just couldn't do nothing but laugh. And man, it just brought joy to my life to laugh at my own self. I mean, I'm just telling you, sometimes we just have to laugh. Anyway, Philippians chapter number 3, I told a lady today, I was in her house, and we were talking. I told her I had 5 kids and I had 9 grandkids, and we were talking, and she said, "Man, you don't look old enough to have all that." I said, "Well, on the 18th of February, I'll be 50 years old." And we just talked and talked and talked and talked. And I thought to myself later on, I said, "Man, I won't be but 49 years old on the 18th of February." I thought, "My goodness, I am getting old. I mean, my stars, I done added a year to my life." But that's neither here nor there. But in Philippians chapter number 3, I'm just going to read one verse. I'm going to read verse number 13. Very familiar scripture. The Bible says, "Brethren, I count not myself to apprehended, to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. And as I was reading this, I thought about this. I thought about the Apostle Paul. He's saying, brethren, he said, I count not myself to have apprehended. Paul is making a statement. He's saying, listen, I ain't got it all right. I ain't got it all under control. I ain't perfect. I don't do everything just right. I make mistakes and I have flaws and I have failures and I have faults. He said, but this one thing that I do, he said, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth to those things which are before. And I thought about this. I want to preach on these words the apostle says. He says, forgetting those things which are behind. And I thought about this. Every one of us probably have something, some hurt, some pain. We probably have some bitterness, some anger. We might have something that's gone on in our life, amen, that we've allowed to come and to hold us back. Amen. I read one time somebody said that our past or things, our faults, our failures, our past should never be a place of residence, but only a place of remembrance, or maybe a place of reflection. But I thought about how in my own life, amen, sometimes we'll set up residence in our past. We'll get hooked on things that we've done wrong and mistakes that we've made and bad things that have come our way. And we'll allow those things to hold us back and to weight us down, and we'll drop anchor somewhere back down the road, and God will not be able to reach our full potential because we're stuck somewhere in the past, just waiting and hoping and thinking, maybe if I dwell here long enough, circumstances will change, situations will change, people's minds will change, things will change. But I'm telling you, Paul said, forget those things that are behind you, leave them in the past, and go forward in a brand new day, in a brand new way. A lot of times, amen, we'll get stuck on things. Maybe something that happened when we were a child, or maybe somebody done something to us, or maybe somebody said something to my mama, or somebody said something to my daddy, or somebody done something to one of my kids, or I got my feelings hurt, or I just got mad and upset, or things didn't go my way. We'll get stuck there, and it'll hinder us, and we won't be able to go forward. We'll drop anchor, we'll sit down, we'll dig our heels in, and we'll say, until the situation's better, until things change, I'm not going no further. But Paul said we've got to forget those things that are behind us. Man, we live in some dark days and some dark hours, and the Bible calls them perilous times. And if we're not careful, we'll miss the blessings of God because we're stuck somewhere and we refuse to move. We'll be like an old mule, and we'll dig our heels in, and the old farmers are slapping him with that bridle and trying to get him to move, and he just won't move. That's what we'll do. I've done it myself. I know what I'm talking about. We'll get so wrapped up in our own self and feeling sorry for our own self that God will not be able to use us because we will hinder what God's trying to do in our life. We'll hinder the hand of God. We'll tie God's hands if we're not careful. One man said, we'll chop God's legs off and stop him from moving in our life because we just dig our heels in and refuse to go forward in the things that God wants us to do. That doesn't mean that we can't remember where God brought us from. That doesn't mean that we can't look back and see how far God has brought us. But man, to set up shop there, to stop and to set up shop and say, I'm not going no further. But man, that'll hinder the work of God in our life. The Apostle Paul said, he said, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Sometimes we've got to forget what's back here so we can reach for what's up here. Because here's the thing, we're doing this. We're trying to, what's behind us. We're holding on with everything that we've got to what's behind us. And we can't focus and reach on what's in front of us and see what God is doing in front of us and how God wants to bless us right here in front of us. I read on down, he talks about, he says, that I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Man, he says, I press towards the mark. But what will happen is we'll hook ourselves to something back here. And with everything within us, it's going to keep us from getting the prize that we're supposed to be getting. It's going to keep us from going forward in Christ Jesus. We'll sit back and we'll say, well, you know, God understands and God knows, or it wasn't my fault, or I didn't do nothing about it, or things should have turned out better. I don't know why. I've always done everything just right. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. It ain't fair. Well, I'm here to tell you today, friend, it's not fair. Life is not fair. I don't understand why things happen the way they happen. I don't understand why things go the way that they go and why people do the things that they do. But I'm telling you that God is still God in the midst of all of our circumstances, all of our troubles, all of our sorrows. I'm telling you, God is still God. And we've got to let go of some things in our life. We've got to let go. We've got to get rid of. We've got to shuck them off. We've got to, if we're going to move forward for God, we're going to go forward. There's some little petty things. There's petty things that we've got to get rid of. A lot of our problem is not the big issues. Amen. A lot of our problem is not the heavy weights. The Bible talks about laying away, casting off the weight and the sin. And then a lot of our problem is not the big heavy weights that bother us, but it's some little bitty thing, them little foxes, the Bible said, that'll spoil the vine. A lot of our problem is not big, giant issues. A lot of our problems in little bitty things. Them little bitty issues that'll get in there, that little piece of sand that'll get in there, that little piece of something that'll get down inside of your shoe, and it'll rub a blister on your foot, and it'll rub you the wrong way, and man, it'll cause you some trouble and some pain and some heartache. It'll cause you some trouble if you don't get in there and get that thing out. A little old bitty splinter, get in your finger. Little old bitty splinter. I used to work with a man years ago. His shoulder started hurting him. And man, it hurt him for 2 or 3 weeks. And he finally went to the doctor. And what had happened, he had had a piece of metal that got hit. Some metal got in his finger and his hand or something. And he thought that he had got it all out. But it was just a little bitty sliver that was still in there. And it caused something to happen anyway. It was hurting him all up in his shoulder. And when they finally figured out that's what it was, they went there and got that out. He said it was immediately, it was like the pain just, all the pain just came right out with it. Do you realize that we'll harbor those little bitty things deep down in our life, those hurts and those pains and those things in our life, and if we'll just clear those out and get rid of them, man, it'll be like immediately a flood will come in and the presence of God will come in and the love and the joy and the peace, all that stuff we've been missing will come flooding back into our life, and it'll be just like a breath. Somebody turned on the light switch. Somebody helped us. Man, I'm telling you, God can help people if they want to be helped. But I know this much about Him. He will help you if you want to be helped. But if you constantly tying His hands and you constantly pushing Him away and you constantly staying over here and saying, no, not me, no, not me, no, not me, you're the one that'll end up missing the blessings of God. I've come to the place in my life, I don't want to miss God. I don't want to miss the blessings of God. Am I perfect? No. Paul said, hey, I count not myself to have apprehended. Man, I don't do everything just right. I don't make the right decision sometimes. I have not arrived. I am still very much in my flesh. And my flesh is not saved. It's that which is inside of me. One day I'm going to loose this robe of flesh. But until then, I've still got to live inside of it. And we've still got to live inside of ourselves. And that old man still wants to come out that's inside of me. And that old, old person still wants to come out. So I'm telling you, the best thing we can do is to forget about those things that are behind us. Those things that God has took away from us. Those places where God took us from. Those feelings and those all the stuff, all that sin and all that heartache and all that pain that we have locked up in our past that we just dwell on. And we just set up residence back there and we're not going no further for God. And maybe we did at one time, but maybe we've made a U-turn and we went back to pick some of it back up. Maybe something happened. Some old feelings came up. Something changed and we went back and picked something up. I'm telling you, the best thing we can do is to forget about those things that are behind us. All the heartache, all the pain. Well, Brother Kevin, you don't understand. You don't know where I'm from, and you don't know what I've been through, and you don't know what happened to me. You're right, I don't, but God does. And He can help you if you want to be helped. He can help you if we'll just ask Him, and we'll just forget about the stuff that's behind us. Reach forward to what God has for us today. Reach forward. Reach for the prize. Go forward in Christ and get what God wants you to have. The blessings that God wants you to have. Because I'm here to tell you, it don't matter about COVID. It don't matter about all of this stuff. And I understand I'm not making light. I think it's real. And I think, man, it's some hard times. But I'm telling you, God is still very much in control. And He's still very capable of blessing His people. He's still very capable of moving mountains and opening doors if we'll just let Him. If we'll just let Him do in our lives what He wants us to do. If we'll let Him, if we'll get up on that wheel and we'll let Him mold us the way that He wants to mold us and get rid of what He needs to get rid of and move out what He needs to move out and shape the way He needs to be shaped and put us up there and do a work in our life. But what'll happen, we'll fight against Him. We'll kick against Him and we'll fight against Him. And we'll set up shop somewhere back down the road and we'll say, I'm not going to do it that way. I don't want to do it that way. But I'm here to tell you, man, if we'll just forget about those things that were holding us back, forget about our circumstances, forget about our situation, forget about the things that don't mean nothing. God brought us out of that for a reason. God forgave us of those sins. God changed us. He took us from that and put us on a new path. And we just need to forget about those things. Leave them in the past. Leave them where they're at and just keep going. I'm telling you, I don't have no regrets. I don't have no regrets about serving God. Man, I've got a lot of regrets about a lot of things. But serving God is not one of them. Serving God, I'm telling you, it's been worth every mile. Dean Shook sang that song, it's been worth every mile. I'm telling you, it's been worth every mile of the trip. Amen. To see my children in church and to see my grandchildren in church and man, to just to be able to feel the presence of God in my life. I'm telling you, it's been worth every mile of the trip. And I don't regret not one mile of it. I don't regret not one thing. But what I don't want to do, I don't want to get so caught up in myself. I don't want to get so caught up back down the road that it hinders everything in front of me that God's trying to do. That it cuts off the blessing of God. I don't want to cut off my nose to spite my face. I don't want to get so bent
on whatever reason that I would allow the blessings of God to be removed out of my life or my children's life or my grandchildren's life, because I'm almost certain that, man, we don't do anything in our lives anymore that don't affect somebody around us. This coronavirus, this COVID, that it very much, you can't hardly go anywhere anymore without thinking, well, I better put on my mask. I better, don't touch my face. Don't do this, don't do that. I know a lot of people that said, well, they've made some big statements. They made some big claims, some big, bold statements. And I've even said some myself. And a lot of them now having to eat crow. A lot of them now having to back up. I've made some statements myself, and I've had to back up on it. I've had to say, well, I'm just wrong about that. I was wrong about some things. You don't never know until you go through some things what you're going to have, what you're going to be faced with. But I'm telling you, man, if we'll just focus on what God, if we'll forget about those things that are behind us and reach toward those things that God has for us, reach toward that, strive to get to the prize that God has for us. Just put the past behind us. Forget about falling in the bushes. That was yesterday. That was earlier today. I might fall in there again tomorrow. I don't know. Could be something worse. But man, I can't walk around all the time worried about falling in the bushes. I can't walk around all the time worried about stumping my toe. I can't walk around all the time. I mean, worried about the, I used to tell people say, man, ain't you scared of snakes around them bushes and stuff around them houses? So, well, I used to be. And you know what it would do? It would hinder my work. It would hinder me from doing what God wanted, not God, but hinder me from doing what I was supposed to be doing, because I'm always looking for snakes, always stomping around, poking, and I really wasn't doing nothing but looking for snakes. I wasn't getting no work done. That's the way it'll be, man. If we get sidetracked on everything else, it'll hinder our work for God. And I was on the job, and I was out there getting paid, but I wasn't really doing nothing but poking around in the bushes and kicking and stomping and trying to figure out if there was a snake or something in there. It's taking me longer to do the job. I'm spending more energy. I'm wasting more time trying to figure out if it just go ahead and do what we're supposed to do to begin with. Man, we waste more energy and more time doing things outside of the will of God, doing things outside of what God really wants us to do, trying to figure out, than we would if we just gone and done it. Just gone and do it. People at work, man, they'll spend more time trying to figure out how to get out of something than if they'd have just went ahead and done it. Waste more time trying to figure out God. If we just go ahead and do what he wanted us to do, we'd be a whole lot better off for him. And I'm guilty. I ain't throwing rocks at nobody. I'm telling you, man, I sometimes make mistakes and I have faults and failures, and sometimes it's all on me. Sometimes I just say, well, I just ain't going to. And then later on, I say, man, I wish I would have. I wish I could have done differently. And no doubt there's probably a lot of people today with this COVID and this coronavirus and all this, no doubt there's probably people saying, man, what could we have done differently? What if we'd have changed? What if we'd have stopped? What if we'd have done? What if? If we're not careful, man, we'll live in a world of what ifs. Well, what if I'd have never done this? Or what if I'd have never went that way? What if I'd have never made that mistake? Man, we can't live like that. You'll worry yourself to death. The best thing to do, and Paul says this, and I'm going to be done. He says, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth to those things which are before. You know what we got to do tonight? For each one of us here and everybody that's listening, and I don't know who all or what or where, But man, we got to forget about those things that's going to hinder us. All those weights and all the sin that will hold us back. Forget about those things and reach for the prize. Reach for the prize. The high call in Christ Jesus. We got to forget what's behind us and go forward. Just go forward with God. Just go with God. That's what we need to do. Just go forward with God. Leave what's in the past in the past. I mean, it's there. It's done. It's over with. Can't change not one bit of it. I mean, I can't change not one thing. And I'm telling you, I've spent years trying to. I've spent years figuring. I mean, sitting down with a paper and a pen and trying to figure how you can change something that happened 20 years ago. Trying to figure it. Well, wonder what would have been if I kicking yourself all the time, and you ain't going nowhere, just digging a hole deeper and deeper around you, when you could just drop it, let it go, and just go forward with God. Just go with God. That's what we need to do. Well, either way, that's all I've got. Don't ever know the heart, your mind, or anybody. I'm going to ask Brandy if she'll come and just say one verse of a song, play a verse, whatever she wants to do. Say, well, Brother Kevin, ain't nobody here yet, but my preacher said if you preach, you need to give. You need to give an altar call. At least one verse. Somebody might want to pray. Maybe not here, but somebody might want to pray. So that's what we're going to do. She's going to sing a verse of a song, and then we'll be dismissed and go to the house.